Oh, that's right. It's a continuation of the I Love Ann show right here live from Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. And today, my very special guest is Heather Wagenhall. She's a personal finance expert, host of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and author of Yes, You Can. And how are you doing today, Heather?
I am unbelievable, Ann. How about yourself?
Very good, very good. So you can tell us how to avoid all the scams and all the things that are out there, huh?
I certainly will do my best. It's up to you and your audience to employ these techniques.
Okay. So what are some of the things that happen in these scams? And they just seem to be getting more and more sophisticated.
Right. And, you know, it's really interesting because all of the scams play on your brain. And in my new book that's coming out next month, Cracking Your Money Code, we talk all about the biology of money behaviors and why we're destined to fail at long-term money management. And those same things about the brain that keep us from managing our money effectively also set us up for scams. The most important one that you need to pay attention to is called the priming effect. And the way the priming effect works is you're exposed to the scam in an innocuous way, and you get exposed to it simply, like it could be through the mail, for example. You know, you get those big packs of coupons, and you always flip through them looking for whatever it is that you want, and then you kind of discard the rest, even though you're not reading every single one because you're like, oh, plumbing, you know, oh, you know, meat delivery, oh, this, oh, that. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for lawn furniture discounts, right?
Sure.
All those things your brain has taken a picture of. Because even though we don't consciously read every word on the page, the brain's taken a picture of it. And then a few days later, all of a sudden we get a knock at the door, and it's somebody, and they're like, yeah, I've got an overabundance of meat. I wasn't able to get all my meat delivered, and I was wondering if you wanted to come out and take a look at this. And you see the guy's name badge on his uniform, and you're like, oh, okay, you must be a reputable company. And so you go out, and then they take, and you look in their truck, and you say, oh, well, I really would rather have, you know, T-bones. I like T-bones. I'm not really into, you know, these fillets. I like more of a bigger piece of meat. And they're like, oh, great, well, we could order those for you. And then you order them, and it never comes. And the reason why you thought it was a reputable company, not because you heard about it from a friend, but because you were just maybe exposed to a coupon or a discount from it earlier, and the brain was primed. And so if we pay attention to these primers, when we see something again and we're actually being approached to invest or buy this thing that's being skimmed, we have to take a moment and step back and say, now, why do I know that? And not just assume it's a hunch or that you've heard it somewhere. Really explore, how do I know this? And that's one of the first ways you can to stop yourself from being suckered.
Well, you know, that one right there is, of course, a pretty low level. But, you know, with what's happening with Obamacare, there seems to be a lot of concern about scammers with that.
Yes, I know, and I covered that in an article a few weeks ago. You know, you don't know exactly. You know you need to go sign up. You heard about it. Everybody's talking about it on the news. So you go on the Internet, and you don't know exactly what website to go to, so you kind of just Google it or put it in a search engine, and then up pops a ton of websites, and before you know it, you're asked to enter Social Security card information, credit card information, and you know, it's really unfortunate because I actually went through the process on the website, and they don't even ask for your Social Security number. I mean, you don't even have to have one in order to get signed up for Obamacare, which is part of a larger problem and a separate discussion.
Right.
But it's real easy for these other websites to look like it. You know, they have these people, these facilitators that you can go. They call them navigators.
Right.
And you can go if you're not tech savvy and go sign up with these people, but these people don't have credentials. There's no ID badge. There's no uniform. You just stroll on down to your community center and somebody that looks like they're taking, you know, information, and you kind of walk up to them. They got a clipboard, so you go give your information.
They must be official,
you know,
if they've got a clipboard.
Pardon me?
I said they must be official if they've got a clipboard.
Yeah, if they've got a clipboard, you know, it's amazing how the brain infers, you know, authority. You know, you take and watch a commercial for an erection pill, and you assume that the person that's talking to you, because they have a white lab coat on, must be an authority when they're just an actor.
Yeah, it's amazing how many things have been sold that way on TV, on the internet. I mean, you know, there is a pill to cure everything, isn't there?
Yes, but there isn't one for scams, so you have to be prepared mentally for these things when they come at you.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, one of the biggest ones that comes in, you know, I am from South Africa, and I have this huge amount of money, but I can't get it out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to get, like, $3 trillion, aren't you, Ann?
Yes, exactly. And if you will just take the money and put it in your account, I will get back to you. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I think
it cost me $672 to do that, but I'm pretty optimistic. You know, I've been to Africa before, so I figure it's got to be good, right?
Exactly. And I think one of the sad ones, though, are so many that attack our elder population.
Right, and that's just so unfortunate. You know, not that anybody deserves to be scammed, but
sure.
How do we do that to the people that, you know, that came before us, that created this country? I mean, it just floors me.
Yeah. And, you know, with the economy, I think people even are more desperate, aren't they?
Yes. And that, again, plays into the brain because, you know, when we're panicked or worried, the first brain we think through is our survival brain. And so if we've lost our job, if we are having a tough time making ends meet, maybe we're going through our own personal financial crisis, maybe, you know, you've had the death of an income-producing spouse, or you've had to take on the care of indigent parents, or a loved one has special needs. So you're just wore out, you're under duress mentally, you're hypervigilant, but you're not, you know, you're kind of moving through life, but you're not living your life. And when you're only in your survival brain, we know that our logic brain that can look at something and smell a scam a mile away, that radar system isn't working, because when we're in our survival brain, we don't even get blood flow to that logic brain area because we're bracing for a fight. We've got to push blood to our extremities to run or start punching, and our fine motor skills and our decision-making capability goes away. So if we're not pre-programmed for something, like, you know, driving a car or things like that, we're not going to be able to flee a situation and or turn around and fight. And so then we kind of just do the best we can with the resources we have available, and unfortunately they're limited. So we have to really be vigilant, and we have to be willing to avoid snap decisions, understand that nothing has to happen today. There's only three more left. Hurry up while supplies last, things like that. And we have to be reasonable and ask ourselves this first thing before we even consider what the, you know, guy's asking us to invest in is, what are our investment goals? Does this even meet our investment criteria first off?
You are so right. Now, one of your pet phrases, I understand, is knowledge is super what?
Superfluous.
Superfluous.
Without application.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, it's great. You think about all these people that are super smart and that are Mensa Club members, but yet they're completely impoverished. You know, it's wonderful that people love to learn, and it's great that we have smart people, but if you don't use that knowledge, what's the point?
Sure.
It's superfluous. We don't need it. It's like extra. You know, it's like, okay, I didn't need to learn that if I'm not going to use it. And that's what's so critical about today in this world, especially relating to scams. You know, it doesn't matter how smart you are. If they're playing on your emotions or you're in survival mode, it doesn't matter how smart you are. You're still going to get suckered. And that's what's so critical because, you know, the brain is so powerful. We buy on emotion and justify by reason and logic after the fact. That's why I'm going to be a trillionaire as soon as they wire me that money.
Exactly. Well, you have a website, unlockyourwealthradio.com.
Yes, I do. And we have archives of all of our shows. And we do daily money minutes, an Unlock Your Wealth update. I'm not sure if your station carries those in the morning or not. And we have a wealth of resources. Every one of our show guests, we have a page with their resources. We interview all of the latest money management gurus. And we separate the wheat from the chaff. So the ones that are helping you, those are the ones that we have resources on the website. And if we have found that some of those money management gurus just really aren't up to snuff, but they're doing well in book sales, we'll let you know about them too.
Well, that sounds like a website we need to check out, unlockyourwealthradio.com. You also have written a book, Yes You Can. What's the book Yes You Can about?
It's got the seven elements of self-empowerment in those. And so if you don't know how to get ahead in life or you've been chasing your tail, this gives you a step-by-step process for you to decide what it is that you want to chase in life and figure out how to gather the resources necessary and empower yourself to be and live the life that you want.
And where can you get that book?
You can get that one right on the website at unlockyourwealthradio.com, or it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all over.
All over. And your new book that's coming out, Cracking Your Money Code?
Yes, and this is kind of like my big baby, my pride and joy. All of the brain research I've been doing over the last 10 years and all of the behavior research is put in this book because, like I mentioned earlier, our DNA has us set up to fail at long-term money management or any long-term project for that matter. And so it teaches you why the brain is set up to fail and how to use that to your advantage to overcome your limiting behaviors and be able to actually get ahead financially, because we already know to spend less and save more, but we don't. So it's a different style of money management, and it starts with the brain first.
Is this something that you're planning to distribute to all our Congress and senators up there in Washington, D.C.?
I would love to do that. That would be my gift. I would give every congressman one of those books.
I thought that might be a good one since they can't seem to figure out how to do a budget, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, they can't because they're ruled by emotion. They like being elected, and so they enjoy having lunch in the private senator's lunchroom and hanging out with their congresspeople and going to she events. And so they forget why they were there, and so they have to do something every once in a while to placate their voters. So they're going to be emotional, and they're going to stand their ground on the points that they want. And whether or not it's good for America, you know, they've got to placate the people that put them there so they can continue to enjoy and reap the benefits of being an elected official.
So therefore it becomes short-term, doesn't it? Short-term,
yes,
objective.
Yes, you are correct, Anne.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, Heather Wagonals, thank you so much for calling us here this morning. The website, unlockyourwealthradio.com, and, of course, Yes You Can and Cracking Your Money Code. We may start taking up a collection to see if we can't send them all to Washington.
Oh, there you go. And, you know, your listeners can get our free newsletter at crackingyourmoneycode.com.
Okay, good. And so you have a separate website for that, crackingyourmoneycode.com.
Oh, yes. It's the future of brain-based financial literacy, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling us this morning, Heather.
Pleasure was mine, Anne. Make it a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, so go, Heather Wagonals at Wagon Halls, right here on WCRS. You can, as she said, get her daily newsletter, crackingyourmoneycode.com. Just sign up for it there and check out her books, Yes You Can, and coming out soon, Cracking Your Money Code. So there you go. And, of course, her website for unlockyourwealthradio.com.